Good morning, I'm Patrick Garrett and you're listening to VG247's European Morning News Bulletin on Monday, January the 17th, 2011. Your headlines this morning. Nintendo has confirmed it's to hold a 3DS presentation at 3 p.m. CET in Amsterdam on Wednesday, at which the company is expected to confirm pricing, dates and lineup for the European launch of 3DS. VG247 has also been told to expect more details on 3DS today, potentially including confirmation on whether or not the handheld will be region locked. It was apparently confirmed last week by Nintendo Japan that the console is region specific, but Nintendo's Western arms have been silent on the matter up till now. A March release for 3DS has already been confirmed for both the US and Europe. The console's launch conference will begin at Wednesday at 3 p.m. CET and will go on for an hour, finishing at 4 p.m. CET. Following that, attending media will get hands-on sessions with launch titles, conduct one-on-one interviews and take part in roundtables. Nintendo UK boss David Yarnton and senior British marketeers will be in attendance. It's unknown yet who'll be making the trip from the development side. Nintendo of America is set to host a similar event in New York on Wednesday, where NOA President Reggie Fils-Aimé will be in attendance. 3DS launches in Japan on February the 26th. It's been reported overnight that one Japanese retailer is recommending gamers act immediately when 3DS pre-orders open on January the 20th, claiming that only 400,000 units will be available for purchase on day one. Nintendo is reportedly shipping 1.5 million units domestically by the end of the Japanese fiscal year on March 31st. Nintendo President Satoru Iwata is reported to have promised 2.5 million 3DS units outside Japan this year, although no mention has been made of how many will be available at launch in either Europe or America. Crysis 2 development lead Nathan Camarillo has said that for games to perform well at all, an average review score of over 90% is a necessity. The producer told CVG that games have to be 90 plus to make an impact in any genre now. He added, "If you want to be recognized at all, regardless of genre, like anything, you need to create the highest quality product possible and anything else is not going to get noticed." Crysis 2 releases for PC, PS3 and 360 in late March. According to Team Bondi's Brendan McNamara, L.A. Noire will feature more than 2 full days of dialogue. The developer told IGN, "We captured over 50 hours worth of dialogue in total, all using motion scan. It's equivalent to about 2 full seasons of a TV show. Thankfully, it seems you won't be sitting through an identical 50 hours of waffling every time you want to explore 1947 Los Angeles." McNamara added, "Each case has its own twists and turns depending on the choices you make, leading you down different paths on your way to cracking the case, giving you plenty of reasons to jump back in and replay the game." L.A. Noire is expected this year. And finally, THQ studio boss Danny Bilson has admitted what gamers have known for years, that games cost a fortune to buy. He said, speaking to GameZone in New York last week, "Games are very expensive and people want fresh experiences." Bilson added that developing games in Canada, which offers large-scale tax relief to companies like THQ, has a knock-on benefit for players in terms of value. He added, "It gives us the ability to put more on the screen and make a bigger and better game for the gamers. That's really what it's about, because if we can do that, they will buy more and see the value in their $60. $60 is a lot to ask from anyone for an entertainment experience, so it's our responsibility to give them the most value for their money." THQ's next major core offering, Homefront, releases in March. And those are the headlines for your Monday morning. Many thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.